Don't think that I came to send peace on earth. I didn't come to send peace, but a sword. Verse 34. Now, I'm sure that there are many of you here that attended Sunday school as children. And for those of you who did, does this sound like the Jesus, meek and mild, that we used to hear about? I'm sure it doesn't. This is divisive and very strong stuff, don't you think? But you know, if we can put aside for one moment the Sunday school Jesus that we were told about and think about his ministry publicly, just a few short years, but what a lot he packed into that time. He managed to upset the Sanhedrin, the Pharisees, the Roman authorities, not just a bit, but big time. He rattled their cages to the point that they put him to death. Death on a cross. And that is what he offers us too, a cross like his own. But what does he mean? Does he literally mean that we should be ruled by the sword, or ruled by the sword even? No, he does not. He is talking about divisions that will result and come about because of our faith in him. Often we Christians run from that reality. We try to paper over the difficulties in the Christian life. We indulge in a unity that comes from everyone silencing themselves or being silenced so that the boat is not rocked by anyone or anybody. Because if we as individuals spoke out for the differences that we feel between what others think and what we think, we are faced with potential conflict. For example, my mother and father were Sunday school teachers at a Baptist chapel in London. And we, their three children, when we were young, went with them. And everything was fine until one day my father was at home during the week at a time when he was poorly. A very rare occasion because he was a factory worker. And as you appreciate, factory workers in those days didn't get sick pay. So every day's lost was money lost. And less money to feed us at the end of the week. Then came a knock at the front door. And my father opened it to find two people from the Jehovah's Witnesses. My father, being a bit big softy really, would not be rude or harsh with anyone without cause. And so he listened politely to what they had to say, but ending up agreeing to go to one of their meetings. That evening, when my mother came home from work from her factory, which was a Smith's factory, crisp factory down the road, she saw the Watchtower magazine on the table. And so my father told my mother the news of his discussion with the JWs. My mother, needless to say, was very, very upset. And I'm sure that she did not understand how Dad could have succumbed to this invitation, especially as they were so strong in their faith and love for Jesus. It caused an upset, big time. My mother's way of handling this matter was for her to be there for my father on Sundays to make sure that he did not attend the JW meetings. And this obviously meant sacrificing her own time in church and giving up teaching at Sunday school. Because although my parents had a good, strong, loving relationship, this brought to light, for me at least, how easily some people can be led. My mother lost an element of trust in my father's take on his faith after years of witnessing through his walk, which included being baptized. and this resulted in her actions to prevent the situation getting out of hand or escalating. Faithfulness to Jesus on anybody's part will bring about differences to light. And then we face a choice. Differences result in conflict, and conflict can be hostile or not. Sometimes indulging in hostility towards others seems a pretty attractive idea. After all, I'm right and they're wrong. And they deserve to suffer for their persistent, intransient insistence on remaining there on the wrong side. According to us, that is. And this is what Jesus said would happen. Division would come about because of him. But he does not tell his disciples to advocate this division. He does not give us license to turn hostile, even against those who are wrong. What he offers us instead is the cross. Our love for Jesus brings us eventually to the point of acceptance that the cross brings reconciliation. Very costly reconciliation. Not just because the human race and God, not just because between the human race and God, but amongst his people too. The cross offers us honesty about differences. It leaves no room for a life which denies these differences in the interest of false unity. The cross only offers honesty. As well as about hostility, because hostility victimizes the innocent, including the innocent one inside in each of us. Honesty, on the other hand, promises release and resolution. So what's left? Denial and hostility are unacceptable. The remaining alternative is the only creative one, reconciliation. And this is something not easy to deal with. It requires that we pay attention to people that we do not normally choose, that we normally choose to ignore. And if you recall, shortly after today's gospel passage, Jesus points to the four categories of such people, the kinds of people we must pay attention to, which includes ourselves, prophets, and little ones. First, we need to pay attention to ourselves, in one regard at least. Jesus says that anybody who welcomes us welcomes him, and thereby welcomes the Father who sent him. We are part of his body, and we are therefore his representatives. We may do well or poorly at this, but we are his representatives. If the Father and Jesus believe, not in denial or hostility, but in reconciliation, then we, as their representatives, are hardly free to reject reconciliation as impossible. Jesus tells us also to welcome what our translation calls righteous people. They are not self-righteous, they are simply righteous. But even they, like prophets, make us uncomfortable. Righteous people work to maintain right relationships with other people, with God, with the earth, and even with themselves. And finally, Jesus tells us that we are to show kindness towards the little ones, the powerless, the neglected, and for them, even small acts of kindness go a long way. We are to welcome them as well. So then, surrounded by these little ones and the righteous people and the prophets, and being aware of our role as representatives of Jesus and the Father who sent him, we should come to see that hostility and denial are but tragic. They contain no hope. They do nothing to build up a new and better world. With people like these travelling with us, we may be ready to venture forth into an unfamiliar world of reconciliation. What we carry on that journey will not be heavy burdens of denial and hostility. We will bear instead the cross. But what about our opponents? Do we dare turn our backs on them as we start this walk into the unknown? If we deal with differences by denial, then everybody belongs to the same group, which is not really united at all, except in its complicity to deny the reality of what divides them. If we deal with differences by hostility, then we have labelled opponents who are bad because we consider ourselves good. And this therefore requires that we ignore our own darker side, hidden in our own hearts. But if we dare to imagine reconciliation, then something different happens. There is no longer the single group which is not community at all. There is no longer opponents who, because they oppose us, must therefore be evil. Maybe what happens when we dare to imagine reconciliation is that all the facades are stripped away, and without exception, those present are prophets speaking truth, or righteous people living truth, or little ones, the powerless. When we imagine reconciliation and all is laid bare, then maybe everybody belongs to at least one of these groups, and everybody includes us. Any of us may be to others a prophet who speaks truth, a righteous person who lives it, or a little one who is powerless. When this happens, there's a chance that denial can be erased and conflict avoided. Rather than hold fast to our own, we can welcome Christ in the person of a stranger as well as the person of a neighbour. The rewards for those who do this will be very great indeed. It will be a feast forever, which we celebrate in our communion.